the voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
We're back at Al Stockman Stadium watching the side of the Cardinal marching band as they are playing toward the Coldwater fans, their entire festival halftime show that they got a Division I rating out of.
Yeah, it's great.
There we go.
Excuse me. Great to see the Coldwater band out there. What an opportunity they have here to perform at this beautiful venue. A very important football game for the Coldwater Cardinals and the Lakeshore Lancers.
The Lancers currently have a 14-7 lead over the Cardinals at the half, and here is how they scored. The Cardinals got the ball first, and they scored first, a 9-play, 65-yard drive taking 4:30. The scoring play was a 21-yard run by Cooper Murphy on 4th-and-1, incidentally. That's when things started to get a little crazy on this side of the microphone. Oh, understandably so, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Blaze Watson's PAT kick was good, making it 7-0 at Cardinals. With 4:44 left in the second quarter, Lakeshore got on the board, capping off a 5-play, 46-yard drive that took about a minute 32. With a 15-yard run by Zach Drake, Chase McGrain's PAT kick was good, 7-7 tie. And then with a minute 1 left to play in the half, Mike Adams with a quarterback keeper capping off a 7-play, 29-yard drive that took 2:44. From 2 yards out, Chase McGrain's PAT kick making it 14-7 Lakeshore. That's where things stand right now. 10 first downs for the Lancers, 9 for the Cardinals on the ground. Lakeshore actually has had the upper hand, 24 carries for 191 yards compared to 27 carries for 118 yards for Coldwater. Coldwater has actually had more success passing the ball, 19 yards through the air. The Lancers have not attempted the pass yet, and probably wisely so, given the type of weather that we're having here.
Well, the interception hurt the Cardinals, too.
That's true. 2 of 3 passing for 19 yards, no touchdowns, and an interception for the Coldwater quarterback, Luke Beckhusen. Cooper Murphy, 9 carries for 49 yards and a score. Beckhusen with 7 carries, 28 yards. Chris Vandenhout, 5 carries, 22 yards. Sam DeMeester, 6 carries for 19 yards. Zach DeMeester with an 11-yard catch. And Cooper Murphy with a Sawyer Murphy, check that, with an 8-yard catch. Blaze Watson with a 25-yard punt. Meanwhile, Zach Drake, 10 carries, 76 yards, and a touchdown. Sam Effa, 161-yard carry. Mike Adams, 8 carries, 30 yards, and a score. And the bus, Philip Dudek, 2 carries for 12 yards. On the defensive side of the ball for the Cardinals, Steven Seltzer with 4 tackles, Chris Vandenhout, Zach DeMeester, Logan Taggart each with 3. Steven Seltzer also forced a fumble. Meanwhile, Andrew Branch with 4 tackles, along with Ryan Potts and Brad Newman, Philip Dudek with 3. Andrew Branch had the interception of Luke Beckhusen's pass.
Well, the thing that's going to have to happen here in the second half, Sean, is the Cardinals got to reestablish that running game, and the defense has to come up with some way to stop the rushing game of the Lakeshore Lancers. Lakeshore pretty much had their way there in the second quarter, rushing the football with Coldwater. The 2 Coldwater turnovers definitely hurt. We had the fumble, and we also had the pass interception. And the fumble particularly hurt because we were driving and we're in pretty good field position and could have kept going. And then the pass interception resulted in in that score, I believe, for Lakeshore.
Right. We talked about some of the other matches going on this first day of the NHSAA football playoff. The SMAC East champions, Battle Creek Lakeview, hosting at Portage Northern. This is in Division II, and at the half, Lakeview with a 17-7 lead over the Huskies. The winner of that game will get the winner of the Lansing Everett Portage Central game.
Well, good district there. Both Portage teams in it, and Battle Creek Lakeview from our area. Not too familiar with Everett, but good football being played in that district.
In Division III at the half, Byron Center leading Harper Creek, the SMAC East runner-up, 7-3. The winner of that game will get the winner of a Wayland-Plainwell game next week. then we mentioned the winner of this game between Coldwater and Lakeshore will get the winner of Sturgis St. Joe. The last score I had still said 3-0 Bears. Did you have anything else?
Yes, I do. 9-0 now in favor of St. Joe at the half.
Got that. Thank you very much. In Division 4, we mentioned a Notsego Grand Rapids South Christian score. That's in Division 4. Also in Division 4, Penfield against Pawpaw. And the last score we had Penfield leading Pawpaw, I do believe. Let me double-check that.
8-0 Pawpaw, I believe, is the last one that we had.
The winner of that game will get the Dowagiac Edwardsburg winner. And there we go. It's now 11-0. Pawpaw actually leading Penfield at the half. Thank you for that update. Over in Division 5, interesting times. Parchment all over Lumen Christi. Try and get you a halftime score of that. The winner of that game will get the winner of Olivet and Hopkins. At the half there, Olivet leading Hopkins 7-0.
Really surprised by that Parchment Lumen Christi score. It was 20-7, I believe, at one point, the last report that we had. But
right.
That's very much a surprise there. I got a feeling Lumen Christi might still come back and win that football game. Right here, we got both teams back on the field.
Right.
We will not have a scoreboard clock the way it looks here in the second half.
Well, let's talk about over in Division 6, Schoolcraft at Niles Brandywine. The winner there will get Hartford Watervliet. Over in another region in Division 6, the battle for Hillsdale County going on right now, Hillsdale at Jonesville.
Well, that's a game that a lot of people have wanted to take place for a long time, and those two schools couldn't come to agreement on how to do it, when to do it, or want to do it, but Hillsdale has been the one really pushing for that game, and they got their wish, and wish of Coach Mark Lemerand and his staff best of luck against Jonesville tonight.
The winner of that game will get the winner of Constantine Michigan Center. Now, those two teams will actually play tomorrow afternoon at 1 at Michigan Center, and probably for very good reason, given the weather conditions.
You look at it again. Here it comes again. You know, teams come back on the field, and the rain comes down.
Over in Division 7, a couple of Big 8 teams doing battle. Reading at Homer, the winner there will get the winner of the Springport-Lawton game. Not that far from here, Lake Michigan Catholic at Cassopolis, the winner gets Bridgman at Decatur. Over in Division 8, Bellevue is at Climax Scotts right now, and we do have a halftime score from that contest. Climax got leading Bellevue 14-0. The winner of that game will get the winner of tomorrow's Eau Claire-Mendon game.
Well, should be Climax Scott's and Mendon would be my best guess, but you never know.
Here at Lakeshore, it's a 14-7 lead for the Lancers over the Cardinals. Second half coming up in 1 minute. You're listening to the NHSAA football playoff on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our contest. We will name the McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. The rain is picking up. That probably has a lot to do with the fact that the scoreboard is non-functional here at Lakeshore right now.
Well, I'm not sure about that. It sounds like they may have had some problems here in the past with it, Sean. And obviously this is not the night that you wanted to go out, but the officials are going to have to keep the time down on the field. manually, if you will, and we'll have to keep you updated on what the scores are here as we go through this second half. Hopefully the Cardinals made some adjustments at halftime in the locker room and are going to come out and be able to run the ball offensively. If I were them, I'd stay away from those pitches around the end. Both teams try to pitch and both teams fumble. Again, the ball is going to be extremely wet. The rain is really coming down here again, and just glad we're inside and not out there sitting in that. But a lot of Coldwater faithful fans are here. The community really got behind this team and had a nice pep rally last night for them, and a nice send-off again today. Saw a picture they had lunch together at JT's again today on Friday at lunch, and they did the same thing last week, so they didn't want to break any traditions or anything like that, so they did the same thing. And again, nice send-off from the community as they went through town on their way to this game tonight.
Incidentally, I just posted to both our Twitter and our Facebook the picture of the scoreboard here at Lakeshore, which currently shows nothing, although the score is currently Lancers 14 and the Cardinals 7. Both teams have finished their warm-ups, and now both teams are retreating to their sidelines. They just made an announcement that the time will be kept on the field without the functioning scoreboard, which was basically the situation for the final minutes or so of the second quarter.
Well, the officials have to get ready to do that and make sure they've got all their ducks in a row, because the last thing you want is any controversy should this come down to be a very close game with little or no left time left on the clock at the end of the game. So probably a good decision by the officials to make sure everything is on. Everyone is on the same page.
Our colleagues from the radio station here, WSJM-FM, Al Pashulka and Benny Canola, we should have asked them if they've ever had this problem here before, being the longtime voices of the Lakeshore Lancers. Of course, Al Pashulka, his day job is rubbing shoulders with Ken Kurtz and the other members of the Michigan State House. He is a representative for this area.
Sure, that keeps him busy. Blaze Watson back to kickoff for the Cardinals now. We're set to go with half number two of this district playoff action. The Cardinals trailing the Lakeshore Lancers by the score of 14-7.
So we're going to get approximate time, I think, from our statistician here, Brady Duke, as the kickoff is boomed into the end zone. Lakeshore will get a first and 10 from their 20. Moving from right to left across your radio dial, the Cardinals from left to right here in the third quarter.
Blaze Watson, a nice weapon to have out there. He's continually put that ball in the end zone all year long. Very, very few of his kickoffs have fallen short of the end zone to allow the other team to even attempt to run back. But now he's got a 43-yarder and another field goal to his repertoire this year. So,
well, the nice thing is that both Coach Scorefar and Coach Delaney will have him back next year.
Yes.
On first and 10, the handoff hitting the left side of the line, and another first down for the Lancers, and Jake Osterberg.
Hadn't heard much from him in a while, but he's back out there.
An 11-yard run for Octoberg to start things off here in the third quarter.
Luke Stempien with the tackle for the Cardinals.
First and 10 from their 31. Lancers quickly up to the ball. They want to add to this 14-7 lead. And off goes once again off the left side. Yep, and Octoberg again. Another good 7-yard gain there. Hey, how about an 8-man football scoring update from the WTVB scoreboard? St. Phil leading Waldron 35-6 at half.
Didn't expect anything less. St. Philip team has rolled up a lot of points all year long.
Or something else we should have mentioned, that Burr Oak made the playoffs for the first time in 8-man football.
Octoberg had a big hole to run through this last time.
This time it's Sam Effa, and that should be enough for Lancer first down.
A couple of hard yards for Effa. The Coldwater defense made him pay, but the chains move, and sure does get that first down.
And talking about Burr Oak, the town that's right on the Branch St. Joseph County line, they're at Lawrence tonight. The winner of that game will get the Waldron St. Phil winner in 8-man football. Here it's another first and 10 for the Lancers, leading by a touchdown. Adams hands off, hitting the left side, and Ochsenberg up the midfield.
Luke Stempien with a stop for Coldwater. Gain of 8 for Ochsenberg. Stempien. 14-7, Lakeshore on top of Coldwater.
We are just underway in the third quarter. We're not quite sure how far we are in the third quarter. I'd wager about a couple minutes in or so. About 10:30 left to go. Ochsenberg again. This time he hits the right side. He gets into Cardinal territory into the 40-yard line.
Lakeshore offensive line is driving that Coldwater defensive line right out of their positions and opening wide holes for Ochsenberg to drive through. And Lancers are marching right down the field right now.
14-7 Lancers. They break the huddle, and then the officials put the ball down on the turf, trying to keep it as dry as possible. Mike Adams under center, and the Cardinals jump. Or did Lakeshore jump first? There's a lot of movement right at the line of scrimmage.
Awesome. Well, encroachment against the...
Well, it's going to be a bring up first and five. One of the officials holding on to the ball until the Lancers break the huddle. Since the scoreboard clock is not functional, they have also turned off the play clock. They were still working, believe it or not, but to keep things fair. Oh, it's Mike Adams with a keeper running right side of the line, close to the 10-yard line, and another Lancer first down.
Lakeshore playing with a little more zip in their step right now than the Cardinals are. The Cardinals seem to be a little bit flat-footed coming out here in the second half. And,
almost as if Denny Dock told the players, don't want nothing around here.
Well, Lakeshore definitely moving the football down the field with relatively ease.
Let's play Lakeshore football here, and that's exactly what they're doing. This is the type of football I remember them playing the last four times.
Well, again, no passes attempted by them in the first half.
Run, run, run with the ball. Very similar to what Lakeview did a few weeks ago. Ochsenberg to the 5-yard line. I'll say it's just the 6-yard line. I saw Ryan Hadley hopping up, walking a little awkwardly as we got up off of that pile.
Tyler Rankin with a stop for Coldwater.
Second and about 3.5. Lancers lead by 7. Could be more in just a little bit. Adams with a fake and a keeper running the right side of the line and a score.
And the Lakeshore Lancers tack on another. Right now they now lead Coldwater 20-7. A 6-yard scamper for Mike Adams, the quarterback for Lakeshore.
Trying to get an estimate of how much time. 9:05 left to play in the third quarter.
A little less than 3 minutes for the Lancers to score the touchdown.
And Chase McGrain gets through the upright, so it's now 21-7. Lancers, 9:05 left to play in the third quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the MHSAA football playoffs on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Oh, it just took 2 minutes and 55 seconds for the Lakeshore Lancers to effectively march down the field and score. 6-yard quarterback keeper by Mike Adams, putting the Lancers up 21-7. There is 9:05 left to play in the third quarter, and I just got a further explanation that they are still running the scoreboard console up here. They are keeping the score up here. They're just not able to see it down on the field.
They're keeping the clock up here, but the actual official clock will probably be down on the field.
So what times we're giving you are very unofficial at this point.
Right. Here comes the kickoff from the Lancers. The Cardinals need to answer that score.
Ball caught at the 23-yard line, stutter-stepping, and down near the 30-yard line for the Cardinals. I think, was that Sam DeMeester with a run back?
Yeah, Sam DeMeester. Brings the ball back out to about the 29 of the Coldwater yard line.
Eric Nagamski in on the tackle of Sam DeMeester. Any picture that I take right now won't do justice to how much it's raining right now here at Lakeshore. 21-7 Lancers. The Cardinals want to get back on things with their first drive. Well, not with that run.
Lakeshore did a very good job of defending against Cooper Murphy tonight.
That one 21-yard scoring play accepted, I guess. Maybe got half a yard on that. Second and about 9.5 coming up. Oh, scoring update from the WTVD scoreboard at the half. Lawton leading Springport of the Big 8, 7-6. Winner of that game will get the Homer Reading winner. Luke Beck using under center, full house backfield. The give is to the right side of the line and down to about the 37, 38-yard line. And that was Chris Vandenhout with the ball. Third and one coming up for the boys in red and white. The other boys in red and white.
So, third and one for Coldwater. It goes to Vandenhout. He gets the first down.
Stood up at the 40. They try to push him back, but...
Yeah, they're going
to
mark him over the 40-yard line now with his forward progress. Nice
yep.
run by Chris Vandenhout on the right-hand side. Nice hole opened up by the offensive line.
First and 10 Coldwater from their 41-yard line, trailing by two scores right now, 21-7. Full house backfield, Luke Beckhusen under center. And a flag is thrown, maybe a delay of game. And also an illegal procedure against Coldwater, so they're going to make a first camp 15. About 7:24 left to play here in the third quarter. Again, that's unofficial up here in the press box.
7 what?
7:24. If I said 7:11, you'd immediately want to go to a convenience store, I think.
Get a Slurpee.
Exactly.
Long first down and
15. On the counter, Sam DeMeester diving to the 46.5-yard line. Will spot the ball at the 46. He almost buzzed that one open on the counter.
Sure did. Just lost his footing there again. Looking back at the weather, that's to be expected. But Sam with a nice run. Get the ball back to about 2nd and 5 now for Coldwater. We'll give Sam 10 on that carry.
Third and about 4.5 coming up for the Cardinals. First down marker is just into Lancer territory.
Second down.
That's second down.
Give us the Vandenhout.
Trying to spin move in a pile of Lancer red and white. Maybe got up to the 48.
Yeah, they're going
to
give him a little bit over 2, mm-hmm. I think, on this.
One yard, 1.5. Third down is 1.
Yeah, had the penalty on first down. So.
That's right.
So it'd be nice to see the Cardinals pick up that first down now and not have to make a decision on fourth down as to whether to go forward about midfield, especially the way that the Lancers have been running the football.
Third and 3 for Coldwater. Ball put down at their 48-yard line. First down markers on the Lancer 49. 21-7 Lancers lead. Making the handoff, Beckhusen trying to run the sweep left side, stutter setting. He will get just enough for the first down, down to about the 48-yard line of the Lancers.
Luke Beckhusen, good job of picking and choosing when to cut it back upfield.
Although a little bit of heavy feet there I saw.
Yeah, it looked like it. Looked like he might be tackled short of that first down mark, but he was able to make enough of a move and power his way forward and pick up that first down for Coldwater.
Got lucky there. First and 10, Cardinals from the Lakeshore 48-yard line, moving from left to right across your radio dial. Full house backfield. Luke Beck uses him again under center.
It was the DeMeester, and he went absolutely nowhere.
Your running back, Sam DeMeester, Chris Vandenhout, and Cooper Murphy. Chris Vandenhout may be the most effective runner so far in the second half of the Cardinals.
Well, he's been pretty effective, actually, the whole night. Have a look at Beck using, too. He's done a pretty good job of getting yardage when he's needed to. But again, give Lakeshore credit. They've done a really good job of slowing down Cooper Murphy.
Hey, how about this scoring update as we revisit the WTVB scoreboard? Division 5, Parchment doubling up Lumen Christie 26-13.
Now look out, Lumen Christie.
Cooper Murphy, sweep left side, and he lost. Maybe another yard there.
So it's going to be fourth and a decision to make for Coach Jeff Scorfar.
Oh, may just now move the down box. They just moved it to third down.
They haven't changed it yet.
Yeah, they did change it. They were showing second down. Now everybody's confused up here in the press box. The Lakeshore spotters, the Coldwater spotters. It is actually going to be third and 11. Everybody making noise underneath us, in front of us. Beck Huson will snap out of the shotgun. He will keep the ball, run left side, get enough of the first down. Ooh, he slipped past the first down marker to the 39. Or is it going to be fourth and short here?
I don't know. I think he's going to have it. Got past that marker, the down marker. Man was kind of tripped up there, too. He went for a little bit of a loop.
See that.
Cardinals do move the change. It is another Cardinal first down. It's 21-7, folks, in favor of Lakeshore right now over Coldwater.
Lanewell leading Wayland 21-14. At the half, the winner of that game will get the winner of Harper Creek Byron Center.
Somewhere in the mid-third quarter. Can you find out how much time we have left there, Sean?
Oh, that was actually about the Harper Creek score.
Talk about our game.
Probably midway through the third quarter, Chris Vandenhout, an 8-yard gain. We're under 3:30 left to play in the third quarter. Again, that's unofficial up here in the press box.
Timeout taken by Lakeshore.
Well, that will stop the official and unofficial clocks. There's now 3:29 left to play in the third quarter. It is Lakeshore 21 and Coldwater 7. Nearly 2,000 of the state's top student-athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and in school activities through the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award underwritten by Farm Bureau Insurance. The applicants will be running for a total of 32 $1,000 college scholarships. Application materials are available exclusively online through the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. 21 for the Lakeshore Lancers and 7 for the Coldwater Cardinals here late in the third quarter. They just set up here for those of you with binoculars, you can actually see that time. I see you are trying to communicate to our colleagues in the other booth how much time is left in the third quarter.
Well, we're going to give up on that. Concentrate on this game. Goldwater's got to keep going and move in. 21-7, they're down to Lakeshore.
Beck Hume into Chris Vandenhout. He's upended at the 30-yard line. Dustin Clapp responsible for upending Chris Vandenhout for no gain. It's going to be 3rd and 3 for the Cardinals coming up. Beck Huson, a snap out of the shotgun here, trips to the left side, one receiver to the right, Those are all decoys. It's a keeper by Beck Husen.
Oh, good job by Lakeshore.
Oh, he did get enough.
First down, though.
Yeah, he did get enough for the first down, but only enough for the first down as the Lancers managed to stay home there.
Yep, they haven't told James to move.
Stop at the clock, four, timeout.
We are, no, they are not going to give him a first down.
Oh, it looked like they were going to call a timeout to have the chains come out there, and then all of a sudden, this. They are waved cold waters away. So the Cardinals are moving the football. They are on the 27-yard line of Lakeshore. First and 10 for Coldwater right now.
The Vic Husen back under center. Slot back on either side and a fullback behind him. The give is going to be
Vandenhout.
Chris Vandenhout.
Vandenhout.
About 4 or 5 on that play. They finally got a score at the half from the Hillsdale-Jonesville game.
And
the Hornets lead the Comets 22-8.
All right. Mark Lemmeron, one of my friends and a really good coach. And I should see the Hornets continuing their march in the playoffs. They're a very playoff-tested team. They've been there years and years. And Mark just does a great job.
Cooper Murphy running the sweep. Bye-bye. Oh, he almost busted it open. He managed to keep his feet and get down to about the 13-yard line. It was enough for the first down and then some.
Like Zach Gregg just got a piece of his foot. And if Zach Gregg doesn't get that little piece of his foot, Cooper Murphy would have danced in the end zone again for Coldwater. Ball is on the 13-yard line right now of Lakeshore. Coldwater with the first and 10 again.
About a minute 25 left to play here in the third quarter. Beck Husen under center. Give us to Cooper Murphy. He's to the 10. He dives to the 5.
Oh, he's close to the first down marker again. That would be great.
Based on where they're spotting the ball, that would put it at about the 3 and would give the Cardinals first and goal.
Coldwater, first down, first
and
goal.
There we go.
How about that? First in goal for the Cardinals.
March it in, Cardinals.
Offense
is doing their job. Just keep things going.
Switching to a different formation has proved to be beneficial for the Cardinals. Beck Husen, give is going to go to Sam DeMeester.
Beck Husen kept the ball.
Ooh. That was a nice make to Beck Husen, though, wasn't it?
It was. Looked almost like a broken play of sorts.
Yep.
But I don't know about that play call right there. Of course, it's first down. You got a shot at it. Let's try something a little bit different.
38 seconds and counting left to play in the third quarter. The Cardinals trail by 14.
Their full house formation has been working. Let's take it to the house. 2 yards to go for a first down, or for a touchdown for Coldwater.
They do switch back to the full house. Move back using under center. It's Cooper Murphy diving! Wait for it.
Nope. Not yet.
Murphy.
Just short of the goal line. That might be the final play of the quarter. There's 10 seconds left in it. That will officially be the end of the third quarter. Third and goal for the Cardinals coming up after this 1 minute break. But it's currently Lakeshore 21, Coldwater 7 from here at Lakeshore. You're listening to the MHSAA football playoffs on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate, tail greater at Meijer. Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Visiting some scoring updates from the WTVB scoreboard. Early in the third quarter, Lumen Christi has tightened things up against Archman. Archman leading 26-20. Again, that's early in the third quarter. 10:39 left in the fourth quarter. Olivet now leads Hopkins 14-0. Here at Lakeshore, the Lancers lead the Cardinals 21-7, but the Cardinals are this close, literally, to putting six more on the board. It's going to be third and goal from about the half-yard line when we start play here in the fourth quarter.
Well, the important thing, again, hang on to the football.
Full house backfield, Beck Hewson under center. Touchdown, Coldwater. I'm not quite sure who had it.
Nope, there it is. There's the signal.
I think it was a keeper by Beck Hewson. Well, however, the score coming just 4 seconds into the fourth. So who did score the ball?
I didn't hear.
I don't even think they're quite sure here. Well, Blaze Watson getting ready to attempt a PAT, which would make it 21-14 Lakeshore.
Luke Beckhusen with the score.
So he did have a keeper, and Blaze Watson does put the ball through the uprights. And the scoreboard's working again. Yay, 11:56 left in the fourth quarter. It's now Lakeshore 21, Coldwater 14. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the NHSAA football playoffs on WTVB.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who all loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
It's football season, Angels, and you know what that means.
Don't bother you on Monday nights?
No. Well, yes, but what it means is winter's coming. Get out there and sell some trucks.
We're on it, Al.
At Rainbow Motor Sales, we'll give you $1,000 for your trade. And with guaranteed credit approval, you'll be ready for winter weather in no time.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and U.S. 12 Coldwater or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
21-14, Lancers lead the Cardinals, and let's see what the Cardinal defense does against Lakeshore here this drive.
Well, they definitely need to make a stop. There's no question about that, Sean. Again, Lakeview has kind of had their way running the football.
Probably against Portage. Northern Lakeview is having their way with the Huskies. Lakeshore has been having their way with the Cardinals here on the ground.
Did I say Lakeview? Sorry
you
about
did.
That.
Jimmy O'King.
Yep. I think everybody knows where we're at.
Here comes the kickoff by Blaze Watson. It's high and over
into the end zone.
In the end zone. They wanted to run it back, but it's going to be a touchback. First and 10 from the 20.
Great job by Blaze again. Again, negates that run back by the opposing team. So now Lakeshore will have it. It'll be first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Here's we have 11:54 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Now that the scoreboard is back working.
Well, we don't know for how long, but we'll keep an eye on things here.
Mike Adams under center. And it is going to be a handoff to the right side of the line and a gain of four.
Gabe Gambala gets the carry for the Lakeshore Lancers.
Second and six coming up for the Lancers, who lead by a touchdown, 21-14.
Second and six.
Give us to the left side of the line and down to about 32. Gabe Gambala once again with the ball for the Lancers.
Coming up out of the bottom of the pile there was Zach DeMeester.
That'll bring up third and three. Wouldn't it be great for the Cardinal fan base across the way? Of course, Lakeshore to a three and out.
Oh, that would be huge right now.
Just imagine the noise that would be picked up by our on-field mic.
Well, Cardinal faithful have stayed faithful. They are still in their seats and enduring the rain.
They are still believing. And off is going to go to Zach Drake, and he will have enough for the first down. He's brought down to the 34.5 yard line.
Now, there's one point on that play where it looked like Coulter might be able to stop him, but gives Zach great credit for the Lakeshore Lancers. He was able to power his way past that first down marker, and it's going to be first and 10 now for the Lancers at the 35-yard line. 10:40 to go in the fourth quarter of this football game. Lakeshore on top, of Coldwater, 21-14.
First and 10 Lancers from their 35-yard line. Mike Adams under center. It's a keeper. It's going to be a pitch. Yeah, good job by the Cardinals staying home. Sam Eppa stopped at the 33-yard line. It's going to be a loss on the play.
Strung it out, had all the lanes covered.
Loss of 3 yards.
Here's an interesting scoring update as we revisit the WTVB scoreboard. Third quarter, Pawpaw now leading Penfield 17-8.
Again, that's going to be a game that's going to go down to the wire. Two good football teams.
I think this one's going to go down to the wire as well.
I sure hope so. Cardinals digging in here. It is now second down and about 13 for Lakeshore.
The handoff is going to go up the middle and a short gain back to the 36 for the Lancers.
Judging by the size of the runner, it looked like Gambala again. It was.
Now it's going to bring up third and eight. I wonder if the Lancers will throw the dice and attempt a pass here. It will really catch the Cardinals off guard.
Yeah, I'm guessing that. Not with the success that they've had running the football here tonight.
Similar to how the Cardinals have had a lot of success running the ball when their wins. Here we go, a pass. And it is caught by Jake Ockerberg. Left side. He's to the 40. He's to the 30.
Out of
bounds to the 20-yard line.
Steven Selzer with a save. Touchdown saving. Tackle.
We're going to say we have not seen Lancers put the ball up.
Nope.
In the air yet, and
pulled that one out of the Coldwater playbook. Just a little roll out, hit the receiver out in the flat.
Sure.
Well, they came up with a real big gainer on that.
First and 10, full house backfield. The give is right side. To the 10, with a 5, and touchdown, Lakeshore's Gabe Gambala, 21 yards out.
Really, really hurts because it looked like Coldwater might have been able to stop Lakeshore back here on their side of the field, but a little pass out of the flat from Adams to Drake, picks up huge yardage, and then Gambala finishes it off for the Lakeshore Lancers. We have a score of 27-14 right now.
Chase McGrain's PAT kick pending. Waiting for everybody to get lined up. The holder is Trevor Knuth. Snap, the hold. Cardinals wanted to get a block on, but no dice. It's good. 9 minutes left. 28-14 Lancers on top. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the MHSAA football playoffs on WTVB.
Everyone loves the casual fine dining experience at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. So it makes sense to book your company or family Christmas party at Benedict's. And it makes sense to do it now. Of course, you can always stop in for great daily dinner specials on choice Black Angus, seafood, and other fresh options. Plus, they have live music every Thursday and Friday. Make the holidays a little merrier at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. West of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Lakeshore High School. Sean Watson and Al Rackesy, Mike Side. 9 minutes left, 28-14. The Lancers leading the Cardinals thanks to a 21-yard run by Gabe Gambala. Scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard at the end of the third quarter. Lakeshore leading Lakeview. Lakeview leading Portage Northern 24-7. Schoolcraft over Niles Brandywine 21-14. Squibb kick picked up on the bounce by at the 20-yard line by the Cardinals. Coming to the 33 and a hard hit.
Looks like Steven Selzer ended up with that football. Nope, actually Ryan Hadley ended up with that football. It took a big hit from the Lakeshore Lancers. Pretty good field position for the Cardinals. They're going to have it on their own 34. Time is definitely, there's still plenty of time left.
Right.
Time is definitely a factor at this point, being in the fourth quarter.
The winner of this game will get the winner of Sturgis St. Joe. Do we have an update? Last we heard was 9-0 Bears.
9-0 at halftime was the last thing that I heard.
First first and 10 Coldwater from 34. The give is running up by the line. It's Cooper Riley to the 45, to the 50. Got a few guys to beat, to the 30, to the 20. He scores out of bounds there at the 20.
Cooper Murphy finally asserts himself strongly in this game. Lakeshore has been making it very difficult on him on this night, and Cooper Murphy comes up with a, let's see, they're going to mark it at the 18. We got a 32. And anyway, 48-yard run by Cooper Murphy puts the Cardinals in great position. I was just thinking to myself, Sean, we need a big run, real big run, real quick. There you go. Get on there, get a stop, and get the ball back. Let's take care of business now, Cardinals.
Beckhusen under center. The give is to Sam DeMeester. He has stood up to 17.
We're going to give him 1 yard on that. Second and nine for the Cardinals now.
28-14 Lancers, but the Cardinals want to draw to within seven once again. And then after that, they would love nothing more than to stop the Lancers the next time they have the ball.
I can see another quick run here. Get into the end zone here real quick for the Cardinals and give that Coldwater defense a chance to assert themselves against this Lancer offense.
Beck Hewson under center. And off goes to Cooper Murphy, left side of the line. He gets down to about the 13-yard line. First down marker is just beyond the nine.
Third and about five for Coldwater. Definitely in the territory where you'll take two shots at it if you don't make it on this one.
Yeah. Revisiting the WTVB scoreboard, Byron Center looking to post an upset. They lead Harper Creek 14-3 into the third quarter.
Big play for the Cardinals right now, third and five.
Beck Hewson under center. Oh, he's going to roll out the pass. He's got an open receiver. He's caught at the five, down to the three. Zach DeMeester, first and goal at the two.
Great play call by the Cardinal coaching staff. DeMeester in the middle of the field. Usually, you know, we look for Beck Hewson to roll out and look for somebody out in the flats, but Zach DeMeester right in front of the goal line for the most part. Looks like the ball's going to be marked on about the two, so it's going to be first and goal from the 2 yard line for Coldwater.
Full house backfield. Beck Hewson under center. Give.
Give was to Cooper Murphy, and he went nowhere.
That was kind of a slow developing play there, too.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to have really lost any yardage, but definitely no gain on the play for Cooper.
Second and goal coming up, 6:42 and counting left to play in the fourth quarter. Time starting to become a little bit of a factor here.
Well, we're at the 6:35 mark. Clock is running.
28-14 Lancers, second and goal, back at the two. Beck Hewson under center. Give is going to go to Stepien. Touchdown, Coldwater!
Zach Stepien with the score for the Coldwater Cardinals. It is now.
It would be news to Zach. That was Luke with the run.
It's a Stepien. Come on, give me a break.
Well, there's Zach, there's Luke, there's Danny, and there's Kobe.
And there's one in high school right now, and that's
Luke.
So Luke Stepien with the touchdown, 28-20. Blaze Watson on for the PAT.
It's down, it's up, and it's good. 6:21 left, 28-21 Lancers. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the NHSAA football playoffs, Cardinal football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer. AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Revisiting the WTVB scoreboard, just started in the fourth quarter. Lumen Christie now leading Parchman in Division 5, 27-26. End of the third quarter, about 10 miles north of us, St. Joe still with a 9-0 lead on the Sturgis Trojans. The winner of that game will get the winner of this one. The Lakeshore Lancers lead by 7, 28-21. The long Cooper-Murphy run to start the drive. Setting everything up, the scoring play was a 2-yard run by Luke Sempion.
Well, that's what the Cardinals needed, was a quick score. Now they got to find a way to stop this Lakeshore offense. After they get the football, Blaze Watson to kick it off.
One guy back deep.
Have an onside attempt here? We do. Oh, we got a great hop.
It's going to be down by the Lancers, though, at the 43-yard line.
Oh, Blaze executed that perfectly. End over end kick. He got a nice high hop on it. But
Chris Green recovered the onside kick from the Lancers.
Recovered that kick.
Too many Lancers around there.
Right. But still, he did a much better job executing the onside kick than his brother did a few years ago, where he missed it and it wound up going backwards. First and 10 Lancers from the 43-yard line, full house backfield. Mike Adams, I think it's a keeper on the left side. Oh, stood up trying to get some more yardage, but they did whistle the play dead at the 46. 2-yard gain. Bring up second and 8. Darian Bradley in on the tackle. How about this upset special on the WTVD scoreboard? Eaton Rapids, a team that's kind of in the same boat as the Cardinals were, making the playoffs for the first time ever. They're doubling up Charlotte right now, late in the third quarter, 28-14.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a surprise. Charlotte really beat up on Adrian last week.
They were a pretty dominant team in the CAAC Gold this year, and they'll probably be dominant in the Interstate 8 next year.
Oh, 5:36 to go. Lakeshore tries a quick hitter up the middle, and the Cardinal defense stands him up. It's now going to be a third down.
It's
a 1-yard loss, third and 8.
Third and 9 now.
Ball is on the 46-yard line of the Lancers.
Clock moving, coming down to 5 minutes left. It was in a third and long situation where the Lancers pulled out their first pass attempt and completion of the night. See what happens here.
One receiver split out here to the right.
Guy in motion.
Reverse.
Go. The reverse is going to go to Andrew Branch. The Cardinals stay home. They do. Stop him at midfield. That's going to bring up fourth and about 4. Let's see what the Lancers decide to do.
Boy, they could have stopped him a couple of yards shorter than that, but he just missed the tackle.
In the fourth quarter on the WTVD scoreboard, Lawton leading Springport 14-6. The winner of that game will get the Homer Reading winner, and somehow we don't have a score from that game yet.
A little discrepancy on the floor, or on the football field here. It's fourth down right now.
Right.
They were flipping the down marker back and forth, third and fourth. It almost looked like...
Yeah, it should be fourth. I think everybody here in the press box agrees that it's fourth down and about 3.5 to go.
Looked like they may be sending the punting unit on. Now we have a timeout being called by Lakeshore.
The Lancers. With 3:53 left in the fourth quarter, 28-21, Lancers lead by 7. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSAA website. Features, information, MHSAA finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information every day. Right on the homepage of the MHSAA website, a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. So if you're Coach Denny Dock, a couple of different options here, really.
Well, absolutely. I mean, one, if you take a shot at it and you don't make it, quarter gets the ball in pretty good field position with enough time to move with all their timeouts left. You don't make it. Yep. Right now he's sending number 19, Brock Emery, back to punt.
He is.
Watch for a fake though here, folks.
He is Lakeshore's punter. Which Murphy brother is that deep? only sending one guy back.
That's Cooper. I can tell by his shoes.
The good end over and kick bounces at the 20. That's going to take a Cardinal bounce. Oh, now it was touch. It's a live ball.
No, no, no. It was touched by Blake Short.
Oh, he's down at the 10-yard line. Oh, 90 yards
now
and three.
It's going to be back out around the 20.
That was where it was touched, right?
Yep, where it's initially touched.
So, 80 yards to work with, 3:43 left in regulation. Time to start thinking about that. Thinking good thoughts.
Well, good thoughts right now are a nice Coldwater touchdown drive, similar to what they had. Grind out the clock, score with little time left, and then let the coaches make a huge decision. Do you go for one, do you go for two?
Deck using under center, full house backfield. The give is
Sam DeMeester
on
the right side.
For nothing on the right side. He's 21. I'll give him a gain of one. Second and nine. Cardinals do have all three of their timeouts to use, and Lakeshore with just one.
You know, and as we continue to run the ball, that play clock is going to, the game clock is going to keep moving. We're down to 3:10 nearly right now.
Second and nine. Loss on the play.
Lakeshore coming up big right now.
Cooper Murphy. Loss of one on the play is going to be third and about 11.
Timeout, Coldwater right now.
28-21. Cardinals trail by 7, 2:55 left. Scoring update on the WTVB scoreboard. In the fourth quarter, St. Joe now leading Sturgis 16-0.
Well, Sturgis not able to move the ball. The way it sounds from the text that I've been getting, the weather obviously a factor with their passing game.
I was going to say, I heard the last few weeks for Sturgis to get in, they relied on the arm of Chance Stewart more.
They did, and they were very successful with it. It's unfortunate they got a night like tonight, though, to go up against the St. Joe Bears at St. Joe, and this would be a miserable night for a team that passes the ball as much as Sturgis does. And,
well, it pans out with a 16-0 lead that St. Joe has over the Sturgis Trojans. The winner of that game will get the winner of this one. 28-21 Lancers with 2:55 left in the fourth quarter. Another scoring update on the WTVB scoreboard. For looking at that Lumen Christie Parchman game, Lumen Christie will join the Interstate 8 next year. And they currently trail Parchment, 9:41 left in the fourth quarter, 34-27.
Looking for a little magic in the bottle here from the Cardinals. Third and 11, 2:55 to go in this football game.
Beckham going back to pass. It's caught at the 30. Break free from the 35, to the 40, down to the 42-yard line.
We step in with the catch for the Cardinals.
Really, the Cardinals' secret weapon.
Well, he's had a good season all year long. It's been good to have him for almost all of the season. Missed one game because of an injury, but
right.
Cardinals now with 2:46 to go. That first down stopped the clock. Gets the clock going now with the ball being down.
Handoff is going to go to Sam DeMeester. Hot step to the right side to the 44-yard line. They'll spot it. A gain of two on the play.
1 yard.
Clock continuing to move. 2:30 left.
Getting close to that 2-minute mark. The water still with two timeouts that they can use here in this game.
Second, and we'll say about 8.5. The ball's at the 44-yard line. The first down mark is at the 48 of the Lancer.
I'll put it in the air.
That's what Beck Houston's attempting to do. Got a guy over the ball. Bobble by Stephen. Did he? Nope. It went out of bounds, incomplete.
Oh, Cardinals got away with one there. From our vantage point, it looked like Stempion pushed off and had a clear shot at that ball. But again, with the slipperiness, it went right through his hands.
They'll stop the clock. 2:01 left in the fourth quarter. 3rd and 9 coming up.
Ryan Adley was open on this side of the field, too. He did not have a defender on him until the very start of that play. He was wide open all alone for a while here.
So it's 3rd and 8 for the Cardinals from the 44. Got to take another shot at it. Single receivers on either side. Beck Houston is going to be a give to Cooper Murphy. Gets up to about the 48-yard line.
Coldwater will take another timeout here.
Ball's going to be spotted at the Cardinal 49. First down marker is at the Lancer 48. A very big 4th and 3 coming up with a minute 52 left in the fourth. Lakeshore leading 28-21 over the Cardinals. A much, much better game here tonight between the Cardinals and the Lancers than what they had the previous four meetings.
Well, no question about that. Coldwater, a much improved football program, and kids are showing their mettle here tonight. They're taking it right down to the wire here, and they still have an opportunity to punch something in here.
And really, no matter what happens at the end of the night, this will be something, a big building block for the program in future years.
Well, no question about that, but there's still a minute 52 seconds, and those players and those coaches out on the field aren't thinking about the building block. They want this football game still, Sean. So Cardinals will have 2 shots here.
We approach the 9 o'clock hour on AM 1590, WTVB Coldwater, FM 95.5, W238CD Coldwater, and WTVBAM.com.
Cardinal fans are on their feet across the way from us. It's 3rd and 8 right
4th and 3.
4th and 3.
Take the handoff. It's Luke Beck using now pitch. And
Murphy
first down to the 42-yard line.
Also stops the clock.
Since he did run out of bounds.
Yes. Great job by the young quarterback, Mr. Beck Hewson, and Cooper Murphy for hanging on to that football and getting out of bounds.
Well, a few times, but that pitch has worked all season long.
Field goal does you no good at this point. The Cardinals do have to score. It is 28-21 in favor of Lakeshore right now.
Beck Hewson going back to pass on 1st and 10, looking right side.
Oh, my.
Underthrew Luke Stempien on the right side by about 5 yards.
A little, miscommunication there. I think Stempien was running his route inside, and Luke was accusing, was expecting them to stay outside.
Let's play name that Luke, huh?
Yeah. Now we're at 2nd and 10. The ball's on the 42 of Lakeshore with a minute 43 to go.
28-21 Lancers. Beck Hewson under center, single receivers on either side. Beck Hewson looking to Stempien again. This time he catches at the 38.
Close to the first down. Going to be a little shy.
Brought down at the 35.
Come on, how about a hurry up offense here, Coldwater? Let's go.
Both teams have one timeout left.
Now, just make sure you execute. No mistakes.
Beck Hewson is going to go to Cooper Murphy. Did he have enough for the first down? No, does not look like it. And timeout is going to be called. It's one team's final timeout. It's going to be Coldwater's final timeout with a minute 7 left. 28-21, the Cardinals. Trail by 7.
Huge play right now. It's 4th and 2 for Coldwater. 107 to go. The score, Stephenville Lakeshore 28, Coldwater Cardinals 21. Cardinals now in a must-have first down situation. Or this will be the end of their playoff run.
I am posting that to our Twitter and Facebook and hope that it blows up the Branch County corner of the Twitterverse here. Had a lot of new student followers to our Twitter account at WTVB Radio. We're also on Facebook. That's where we're posting our scoring updates.
Here we go. 4th and 2. The ball's on the 34-yard line. The Cardinals need a first down right now.
Back to the full house backfield. Again, it'll go to Cooper Murphy to the 31-yard line.
Again,
they needed 3. They got 6.
They got to hurry up. They're going to have to take some shots at the end zone here. It's 1st and 10. The ball is on the 31. They got a minute 2, and the clock starts now.
Cardinals go up to the ball at the Lancer 31. Back to the slot back formation. Beck Hewson looking left side of the pass, looking for Ryan Hanley. It's a jump ball. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted, but it was dropped by the guy who had the ball, Chase McGrain, at about the 10-yard line. Does stop the clock with 48.4 seconds left.
He needed a little bit more on that ball. He underthrew it a little bit. Cardinals were quite lucky that McGrain did not hang on to that football because it was right in his mitt.
Second and 10. 28-21 Lancers, 48.4 seconds left in the fourth. Cardinals now break the huddle. Becky's in under center. Hadley to the left, into the right. Beck Hewson looking right side. Yep. Oh, it's an interception at the 6-yard line.
Well, that's going to do it for the Cardinals, I'm afraid.
Justin Platt with the INT. 41.2 seconds left. Cardinals out of timeouts. All Lakeshore has to do is down the ball, and they will advance toward a possible matchup, or a very likely matchup with St. Joe next week. Last score we had was 16-0 Bears leading Sturgis.
Lakeshore taking a timeout right now to make sure that everything is right.
A 41.2 seconds left, 28-21. Lancers this close to improving on the season to 7-3. The Cardinals would end the season at 5-5. Still, a very good season, a very program-defining season for Jeff Scorefar and his coaches and his players.
No question about that, Sean. Very good season for the Cardinals. And I'm going to let you take it over for a minute here while I continue to shoot a text out here.
Couple of quick updates from the WTVB scoreboard. Wojak now leading Edwardsburg 21-17. Ooh. Charlotte now leading. They are now trailing Eaton Rapids 35-21. Well, coming out of the Lancer timeout, Mike Adams takes a knee. Should probably only need to do it one more time, and that'll just about wrap it up.
Yeah, pretty much. Depends on when they start the play clock down there.
Oh, 20 seconds left. All the Lakeshore workers up here in the press box trying to direct things, making sure that the Lancers don't screw up the victory formation play. They kneel the ball one more time. There are now triple zeros on the scoreboard. Still, what a run for the Coldwater Cardinals, although it ends here tonight, 28-21.
Well, a great showing by the Cardinals. Lakeshore knew they were in for a football game the whole way. I mean, right down to the nitty-gritty here, you know, we were driving down the field and unfortunately had the interception thrown at the 20-yard line with 41 seconds to go. Out of timeouts at that point. Lakeshore will go on to win 28-21, and they will advance to the winner of the St. Joe and Sturgis game.
Again, it looks like it's going to be St. Joe Lakeshore round two this year.
Great season for our Coldwater Cardinals. So proud of these kids and coaches. One, we got the winning record for the first time since 1989. We made the playoffs for the first time ever, and the community really rallied behind them, as you can see from the crowd that is still here in this miserable weather at Lakeshore. It's rained throughout this game, but great turnout by the Coldwater community, the students, the parents. The band is here tonight. It just was a great atmosphere for Coldwater. Nice pep rally last night, and a great send-off by the city today. But unfortunately, they fall a little bit short. I'm sure they're dejected, but there's no need for them to hang their heads. They should hold them up high proudly because it was a heck of a season for Coldwater football.
Lakeshore wins it here tonight, 28-21. Post-game report coming up. You're listening to the MHSAA football playoffs on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. How about a 2011 Jeep Patriot 4x4, just $13,675 or $213 per month? Looking for a low-cost ride? Mobilia has a 2005 Dodge Neon, 2005 Dodge Grand Caravan SXT, and 2001 Ford Taurus, all under $6,000. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Mobilia, and now Sean Stouter. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
Changes in the air. Glenn here from Warner Oil Company. While we're not sure what the weather has in store, one thing is for sure. The calendar says fall is back. And I'm here to remind you that Warner Oil is stocked and ready with antifreeze, washer fluid, engine oil, and quality Chevron lubricants to get your fall engine service completed. Don't wait. Now is the best time to purchase these supplies. Over the past 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been supplying your fuel and lubricant needs. Whether to take the chill out of your home or filling your fuel tanks with farm gas and diesel fuel, Warner Oil has been there to meet your needs. Our fuel drivers have years and years of experience. They understand that you are busy and you need them to keep your tanks full. Ask them about our premium grade diesel fuel or 20% renewable. You can call Warner Oil Company today at 517-278-5844. Or stop by to see us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or perch sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
The heated deck is open, weather permitting.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Welcome back to Al Stockton Stadium here at Lakeshore High School. Sean Watson, Al Rackesee, statistician Brady Duke. Coach Kendall Laney, producing and engineering back in the WTVB studios. What a wild ride by the Coldwater Cardinals. Unfortunately, it comes to an end with a 28-21 loss here to the Lakeshore Lancers. But
what an exciting one it was, though, Sean.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, we're in the game right to the very end and had a chance to potentially tie it up on the last drive there. But, you know, the interception by the Lakeshore Lancers put an end to the Coldwater season at the 20-yard line with 41 seconds to go.
Well, we mentioned during our pregame show the previous four meetings between Lakeshore and Coldwater went 49-13, 35-6, 41-6, and 48-0 back last decade. Here tonight, 28-21 Lancers on top of the Cardinals.
A little different football team than we had back then. Great job by these kids and the coaches.
Absolutely good to hear. So let's start off with the scoring summary. The Cardinals had the ball first. They scored first. Ninth play, 65-yard drive, taking 4:30. Cooper Murphy with a 21-yard run at the 7:30 mark of the first quarter. The PAT kick by Blaze Watson was good. 7-0 Cardinals. That was your score after a one-quarter play. In the second quarter, Lakeshore scored twice. A five-play, 46-yard drive, taking a minute 32. Zach Drake with a 15-yard run at the 4:44 mark of the second. That one of 15 yards. The Chase McGrain PAT kick was good. 7-7 tie. And then with a minute one left in the second quarter, two-yard quarterback keeper Michael Adams capping off a 7-by-29-yard drive. That took 2:44. McGrain's PAT kick gave the Lancers a 14-7 lead at the half. Lancers had the ball to start the second half, and they capitalized with an 8-play, 80-yard drive that took 2:55. Another Michael Adams quarterback keeper, this one from 6 yards out. 9:05 left to play in the third quarter. The Chase McGrain PAT kick giving the Lancers a 21-7 lead. That was their score after three quarters of play. But the Cardinals were driving. The Cardinals actually scored on the first play of the fourth quarter. One-yard quarterback keeper by Luke Beckhusen with 11:56 left in the fourth. Capping off an 18-play, 71-yard drive that took 9:09. Blaze Watson's PAT kick cutting the lead to 7, 21-14 Lancers. With 9 minutes left to play in the fourth quarter, the Lancers finished off a 7-play, 80-yard drive. It took 2:54 with a 21-yard run by Gabe Gambala, the fullback. Chase McGrain's PAT kick making it to 28-14. And then the Cardinals finished the scoring, a 6-play, 66-yard drive. It took 2:39. At the 6:21 mark in the fourth quarter, Luke Stempien finishes it off with a 2-yard run. The PAT kick by Blaze Watson was good. 28-21 Lancers. The Cardinals actually did have a chance to try and equalize the game and perhaps send it into overtime, perhaps win it, but Luke Beckhusen was kicked off with about 43 seconds left.
Yeah, again, unfortunate, Sean, but what a showing by the Coldwater Cardinals. If you look at past history and what these two teams have, what has happened to these two teams in the past few years playing each other, you'd expect a big blowout. You know, Lakeshore hung with the three teams that they got beat by. You know, we got beat by some good teams as well. But, you know, our kids hung in there, and they believed. They were 4-1 at the end of the season coming into this game. They had an opportunity right down to the very end. Very, very gentlemanly-like young players that we've had out there. They were very good. I saw a lot of sportsmanship helping other players up off the field all year long. But in this game tonight, they just fell a little bit too short, losing to the Lakeshore Lancers 28-21. But a great effort by the Cardinals. Not only the players, the coaching staff, the fans, the cheerleaders, everybody that was here tonight, because this is a pretty tough night for football.
As could be witnessed by some of the other scores that we were giving over the course of the evening.
Right.
Well, let's go over some of the game stats. The Cardinals actually had 20 first downs and Lakeshore 18. Net yards rushing, the Lancers had 308, the Cardinals 266. Yards passing, the Cardinals with 62 yards, the Lancers with 43, so on total offense.
Pretty much a wash.
Yeah, to 328 yards for the Cardinals, 351 yards for the Lancers. Lancers had three fumbles, lost two of them. The Cardinals had one fumble, lost it. Third down conversions, the Lancers 4 of 6, the Cardinals 9 of 13. On fourth down conversions, the Cardinals were 3 of 3, the Lancers 4 of 1. Now, looking over the individual stats for the Cardinals, Cooper Murphy led the way on the ground game, 22 carries, 135 yards, and a touchdown. Chris Vandenhout, 11 carries, 48 yards. Luke Beckhusen, 12 carries for 48 yards and a touchdown. Sam DeMeester, 11 carries for 33 yards, and Luke Stempien, 1 2-yard carry for a touchdown. Luke Beckhusen passing, 5 of 10 for 62 yards, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Luke Stempien, 2 catches for 31 yards. Zach DeMeester, 2 catches for 23 yards, and Sawyer Murphy, 1 8-yard catch. Blaze Watson had 1 25-yard punt on returns. Ryan Hadley had a 12-yard kickoff return, and Sam DeMeester, looks like he, yeah, minus lost yardage on his kickoff return attempt. Meanwhile, for the Lakeshore Lancers, Mike Adams, the quarterback, just 1 of 1 passing, but that pass was good for 43 yards. Running the ball, we had Zach Drake, 11 carries for 84 yards and a touchdown. Sam Effa, 3 carries, 62 yards. Mike Adams, 11 carries, 62 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Jake Ochterberg, 7 carries for 46 yards. And Gabe Gemba, 6 carries for 39 yards and a touchdown. Ochterberg was the recipient of the lone pass attempted by Mike Adams for 43 yards. The punter, Brock Emery, had one for 30 yards, and there wasn't any kickoff returns for the Lancers. On the defensive side of the ball, Jake Ochterberg led the way with 9 tackles. Andrew Branch and Ryan Newman with 7. Ryan Potts, Chase McGrain, and Dustin Clapp each with 6. Dustin Clapp and Andrew Branch also picked off 2 of Luke Beckhusen's passes. For the Cardinals, Zach DeMeester and Luke Stempien leading the way with 7 tackles. Steven Seltzer with 6, Tyler Rankin and Chris Vandenhout with 4. So about this point of the season, unfortunately, with the Cardinals falling to the Lancers 28-21, these players have played their final games in the Coldwater football uniform, but really, guys like Ryan Hadley, Chris Vandenhout, Steven Seltzer, Austin Siegel, Cooper Murphy, Brian Garrett, who was injured in the Lakeview game, but his presence was felt here tonight, Tyler Rankin, Joel Jepson, Sean Rankey, Cody Squire, Randy Brown, Mike Covey, Levi Wilson, Parker Dove, Austin Nichols, Darian Bradley, Luke Stempien, and Francisco Hernandez. They really set up what everybody is hoping will be good things for the Coldwater football team here in the future.
Yeah, a lot of key contributors there that are going to be gone and have played their last football game for Coldwater High School. But there's still other sports seasons to go, and many of those young men will participate in other sports. But we thank them for their efforts in football over the course of the year. As you said, Sean, they set the tone now for what's going to be expected of Coldwater football moving forward. You know, obviously to get to 5-4, you know, for the first winning record since 1989 was huge, but to make the playoffs for the first time ever was even bigger yet. And in a great showing by the Cardinals, we just fell a little bit short here tonight by the score of 28-21 to the Lakeshore Lancers on their home field. But fantastic season. It was a whole lot of fun to announce and to watch these kids and to see them get better as the season progressed. And the seniors will be missed, but as I say, there's still lots of other sports to be played throughout the course of the season at Coldwater High School, with basketball and wrestling and track and baseball and everything like that coming up for the boys, and obviously the girls. You know, they'll have their basketball and softball and track and other things as well, gymnastics. So, very good start to the athletic season for the Coldwater Cardinals. Great showing by Coach Ken Delaney's soccer team, the boys tennis team making the state tournament for the first time in a long time. Volleyball team still in action. District action starts with them Monday night. We'll be bringing that game live from the CHS gym. Ken Delaney and I, they'll be taking on the Sturgis Trojans. So football again, 5-4, and making the playoffs for the first time and a great showing in the first playoff game. So I hope I didn't miss anybody. I'm sure cross country probably had a pretty good year too.
The season kind of ended prematurely for them. No one qualified for the state finals this weekend. The Coldwater cross country team.
Unfortunate, but you know, you can't have everything.
Right.
But
still kind
overall,
of, yeah,
very good start to the athletic season at Coldwater High School.
Don't forget the girls golf team. We can't forget about the girls golf team. They're strolling in the state tournament, plus making academic all state.
Oh, that's always a thing. That's always neat to see.
One last bit of business before we call it a night from here at Lakeshore. Our final McDonald's football player of the game. We'll do that after this from McDonald's Branch County.
Oh, Hank.
Yes, Stanley?
I brought you breakfast.
Delightful.
It's a steak and egg McMuffin from McDonald's. Please enjoy.
Sumptuous.
Indeed.
You must tell the others.
Of course. Floyd, Rocco, I have news.
Introducing the hearty taste of McDonald's new steak and egg breakfast sandwiches. Savory seasoned steak, grilled onions, melted American cheese, and your choice of a fluffy folded egg on a flaky biscuit or a freshly cracked egg on a toasted muffin.
The simple joy of steak in the glorious AM.
At participating McDonald's.
Ah, what a perfect fall day. There's a brisk chill in the air. The leaves are changing colors.
Gary, you're in a status meeting. You're rustling papers.
Yeah, the status is delicious.
New McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte is the unmistakable taste and feeling of fall. Smooth, sweet, a hint of spice, and made with 100% Rainforest Alliance certified espresso. It's the latest irresistible McCafe Latte, but it won't be here long. Pumpkin Spice Latte, something new to love from McCafe at participating McDonald's.
AM
1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Whether McDonald's player of the game, lots of consideration. Honorable mention, of course, to the coaching staff, Jeff Scorfar leading the way, offensive coordinator Jamie Spray, defensive coordinator Mark DeMeester, the JV and freshman coaches Wes Yates, Jeff Gallup, Dave Bach, and Jake Miller, basically an all-star cast of coaches here.
Lots of head coaching experience there. Bodes well for the future of the Cardinals.
We also mentioned all of the seniors, so who do you want to go with?
I say we just name all the seniors tonight, our players of the game.
I really like that. I think I gave you a very good argument during the last segment that those guys collectively set the bar really high for the future generations of Coldwater football.
Well, they stuck with it. That was the big thing.
You know.
And, you know, last year they took their lumps. There were only four seniors on the team last year for Coldwater High School that graduated or played in their last football game last year at this time. But those juniors took their lumps last year. And, you know, this year the fruits of their efforts came to forefront, and they were able to get that first winning record ever, or not first winning record ever, but the first playoff berth ever in the football playoffs for Coldwater High School, and the first winning season since 1989. So I say the seniors are all our McDonald's players of the game tonight.
I really like that. Collectively, once again, Ryan Hadley, Chris Vandenhout, Stephen Seltzer, Austin Siegel, Cooper Murphy, Bryant Garrett, Tyler Rankin, Joel Jepson, Sean Renke, Cody Squire, Randy Brown, Mike Covey, Levi Wilson, Parker Dove, Austin Nichols, Darian Bradley, Luke Stempian, and Francisco Hernandez are McDonald's players of the game as the Lakeshore Lancers beat the Cardinals 28-21. They will now go up against the St. Joe Bears round two. That's because the Bears finished off Sturgis, shutting them out 16-0. The game is going to be about 10 miles to the north at a very packed in maybe soggy Dickinson Stadium next week.
Well, very much so. Could be. You never know. But the weather may change in Michigan overnight. It might be 75 next week. Who knows?
Who knows? Some final scores on the WTVB scoreboard. Hillsdale finished off Jonesville 29-14 in Division 6. Lakeview on top of Portage Northern 31-7. Parchment, big upset. They finished off Lewin Christie 40-35.
Wow. Big game there for Parchment.
How about that? Looking at some of the other scores, Olivet beat Hopkins 14-6. Still looking to see if we can get a score from the Reading Homer game. If not, it'll probably show up when I do WTVB News in the morning, or maybe later tonight when I get back into town and post the scores on our Facebook and Twitter. A lot of people will actually look forward to that now.
Good.
So you mentioned it last segment. Next local sporting action here for the Coldwater Cardinals will be on the volleyball side of things, as they will host a Class B district beginning at Monday night. The 6 o'clock first serve is the Cardinals host the Sturgis Trojans.
Ken Delaney and I are looking forward to bringing that to you folks. So if you can't get out and watch us, definitely tune in. But volleyball is a very exciting game to watch, and I'm sure the girls would appreciate your support if you could come out the CHS gym and take in that district game. And if not, again, Ken and I will be bringing it to you live.
Again, it's a 6 o'clock first serve. Live coverage will begin Monday at 5:45. The winner of that game will take on, I believe it's Vicksburg that they would potentially face.
Yeah, you know, that's an opportunity there, but they got to get by the Sturgis Trojans first. They played them, I believe, five games in the last match. And
There were a lot of five-game matches for the Cardinals this season.
But it's a good thing that they started to learn how to win some of those towards the end of the year. So that bodes well for the Cardinal volleyball team.
Coming up this weekend, race 8 in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Chase for the Championship. The AAA Texas 500 from Texas Motor Speedway, coverage from Performance Racing Network, getting underway at 2 on Sunday afternoon. Oh, that'll about do things from here at Al Stockman Stadium on the Lakeshore High School campus for our producer back at the studios, Ken Delaney, also for Justin Lopshire and Mike Spencer producing all season long, for my broadcast partners, Al Rackesy and Quinn Berry, for our statistician, Brady Duke, Sean Watson, signing off from the home of the Lancers. They held off the Coldwater Cardinals in this Division III pre-district game, 28-21, the Cardinals' first ever playoff run. ends with a 5-5 record, but plenty of good things coming up for their future. Until next week from the Volleyball District, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Anytime Fitness, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Hines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.